There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting email. Medicine has gone completely downhill, they write, over the last two decades, and doctors are to blame. They don't talk to you. They have staff with no nursing credentials call you and tell you a test is negative. Negative meaning bad or negative meaning no results. It's all about the money, and I hope medicine socializes. From Sleepless in Seattle, since my doctor won't appropriately treat my insomnia. That's Sleepless. By the way, that was a good movie. Sleepless in Seattle was good. It's interesting. Okay, I'm a doctor, and I know, surprisingly. I know I don't sound like one, but I am. I is. But I am frustrated by some of the things that I'm not going to agree with you by any means, but I am frustrated by the way we doctor these days, because I do miss the way I was trained, okay? I mean, I was trained to do so many different things like sigmoidoscopy, colonoscopy, delivering babies. I love delivering babies. I love performing appendectomies. I love performing hysterectomies. I love doing all that. Yet in this day and age, I don't get to do any of that. You know, and I think it's very, very frustrating that I've been your doctor, let's say, for 10 years, and then I have to refer you to somebody else to take your gallbladder out when I'm the one that's been studying your gallbladder all the time. I know, you know, I get frustrated by that. You know, again, in rural settings, your family doc gets to be a part of, you know, a lot of the processes, but out here, where I live, or when you're in more of a bigger city, it's not as practical. And of course, the lawsuits, you know, that can come out and play because I'm practicing beyond my scope of practice. You know, it can unfortunately do me in, or I can't be a doctor to any of my patients. And I find that frustrating. I also find it very frustrating as a doctor that I don't have the time to individually call each and every one of my patients. I love calling you guys. I really do. I feel like I accomplished something when I called you. All right? And I love it. You know, I'll tell the nurses, look, let me just call this patient on this. Let me handle this one. Let me handle this one. Unfortunately, though, I could get on the phone and be on the phone with somebody for 30 or 45 minutes. Meanwhile, I have 3-4 patients sitting there sticking their head out the door in the hallway going, where's Dr. Dahlia? You know, I've been here, I'm waiting. So then I could put it off till about 6:30 at night when I'm done with clinic and everybody's gone. But now I got the kids texting me going, where are you, Mom? And so unfortunately, it starts to not be practical. Okay? The idea of, I'm from Dr. Smith's office. And this is Mary from Dr. Smith's office, and I'm supposed to tell you your tests are negative. Negative? What's wrong with them? What's so negative about them? I don't know. It just says negative. Oh, my gosh. I'm worried. I get that. I mean, even though, positive means something positive is, is that means something actively is going on with the test. Negative means not. But when something's negative, it's negative. That's that to in a non-medicine setting. So you're right, it's confusing. I think it's pretty crappy. You know, and then going to the doctor is expensive. I don't think any of you should be getting your results over the phone by somebody who is not medically trained. I think you should follow up with your medical provider and be able to sit down and talk about all the different results. That's what I think needs to happen. Unfortunately, you don't want to come in and pay. And the doctor can't sit there the next day for free, sitting there and talking to you about all these patients about their tests because they can't pay their bills. And running a medical office is getting more and more and more expensive. You know, and some of you have found that when you go to these big conglomerate, you know, hospital type settings where the doctors are a part of the medical center, that no, you get charged. Yeah, I mean, just like you'd see a, mom and pop shop doctor. You're gonna get charged because when the insurance says you have to charge, you do. Okay? A doctor can't sit there and say, well, I'll charge this person and not another. So it really has changed. I mean, I do think medicine has gone completely, the opposite of the way I was trained. Do I think it's downhill and we need to socialize? Oh, no. Absolutely not. I do not think socialized medicine is the way to go because I don't think we could sustain socialized medicine. We don't live in a country like Canada or Europe, etc., where everybody is paying their dues or most of the residents are putting into the tax system. Okay? We aren't like that. We're a very, very lopsided country where most of the burden, the tax burden, is on middle class that's already getting crushed. So, no, I don't think it would work. And I think if we try to go socialized, it is going to completely crash. So, I'm with you. It's bad. But, you know, blaming the doctors are probably one of the last people to blame. Okay? Because, again, we were trained very expensively, cost a lot of money, and we put in long hours. I know there were people on the golf course when Harrison Ford crashed, and lucky them to be able to golf during a work week. But most of the doctors I know who I trained with were working on Mondays through Friday, even Saturday. I work on Saturdays too. Okay, I mean, you know, we have to support staff, we have to support our, you know, malpractice premiums, our workers' comp premiums, our power bill, our rent, etc. We're running a business, and it's very, very expensive to do. And no, we can't do freebies, you know. You're already putting a lot of your time and effort when you're getting results and doing reports already. So, you know, I wish I had an answer for you guys, but good comment. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I usually say, I believe I must say the same thing. All of a sudden, I went off track, and I don't know why I didn't finish it. Anyway, big thanks to GCN and Tom, and big thanks to you guys. That's the gist of usually what I want to say. They say prostate cancer can raise breast risk for daughters. A woman's risk increases by 14% if their father or brother suffered from prostate cancer. Remember I told you guys how I have men that come in saying, you know what, yeah, there's cancer in the family, but it's only girly cancers, breast cancer and ovarian. And I go, wait a second. If there's breast cancer or ovarian in the family, you could be at risk for prostate cancer. Well, it looks like the opposite is true because of the BRCA gene. Now, they say scientists believe the illnesses are caused by the same faulty gene passed down through families. American study of 78,000 women found that those whose fathers, brothers, or sons had prostate cancer were 14% more at risk for breast cancer. But women were 80% more likely to get the illness if their father, brother, or son had prostate cancer and their mother and sister had breast cancer. And the findings are published in the journal Cancer. And there's further evidence that some types of breast and prostate cancer are caused by the same inherited faulty gene. So, you know, what do you do if you think you're more at risk? Do you get more mammograms? Well, usually what we do is, you know, if we think you're at higher risk for breast cancer, one thing I always do is I recommend a breast ultrasound along with the mammogram. Okay? There's no radiation with the ultrasound, very little risk. So obviously, we're kind of, you know, reinforcing the mammogram by ultrasounding and making sure there's nothing else kooky going on. I also am very, very fortunate to have phenomenal breast specialists where I live. So I could send you to a breast specialist and have them keep an eye on you. Sometimes the breast specialist may actually do genetic testing, like BRCA gene testing, etc. And sometimes they'll even put you on tamoxifen. And tamoxifen helps, you know, lower the affinity for estrogen binding to breast cancer. So, you know, that sometimes we're using preventatively, prophylactically. You know, so first-degree male relatives that have prostate cancer, brother, father, or son, should also incite women to go and get checked. You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at a picture here of a mammogram, a woman getting her mammogram done with a male tech. Usually there's female techs doing that. We usually don't see a lot of male techs, even though men do. A male tech did my cardiac testing a while back. I didn't mind. Look how many men have seen me, you know, in my bra or braless. I certainly don't have a problem with that. But it's just interesting. Usually don't see pictures of that. Usually see a woman tech. That's kind of interesting. All right. So that's the scoop on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. You know, it's interesting. You know, the biggest loser, I haven't been watching the show. I think I watched the first season, and I thought it was pretty damn interesting. I thought it was pretty cool. But we're getting a report where there's a lot of behind-the-scenes type stuff that goes on, where apparently she's wrote a book that exposes the reality show. It's Kai Hibbard wrote on her book, Too Fat, Too Thin, Can't Win, with Deborah Bayer, according to New York City Daily News. Hibbard's book apparently will detail what happens behind the scenes of The Biggest Loser. It's aired now for over 16 seasons, and she finished as runner-up during the show's third season. She looks amazing, by the way. Her before and after picture was great. Now, a source in the book industry said the show didn't invent fat shaming, but exploits it. Her proposal was so juicy, it has a bigger, more important message about weight and health. Apparently, there's some reports that they would, they would say stuff like once the cameras were off, we picked out your fast person coffin, and I guess the trainers would mercilessly taunt them when the cameras started rolling. And so they would, you see, here's the thing. I almost think that type of stuff should be on TV. Okay? You know, because here's the thing. Some of these trainers are very, very successful at getting people to lose weight. And I don't know how they do it or what they say. And I'm sure some of it is going to be kind of like a drill sergeant. I almost wish the show would show that, you know, because that's what these reality TV shows really, bank on in terms of ratings, some of the authenticity of it. So if the trainer's like, oh, please do better, please do better, that doesn't work. But if they are really screaming at them about certain roles that they have and them being chubby or whatever, yes, even though it can make people run and cry, for some people, it may motivate them. Right? I mean, we've all seen the Full Metal Jacket and things like that. I mean, these drill sergeants, not that I'm saying that's the way it needs to be done, but no duh, I'm sure that people take that drill sergeant mode when they're, it would be interesting to see, what was said, what was done. So anyway, that's being right now reported, and we'll keep you posted when we hear more about that. All right, so high-fiber diet may help prevent allergies. Now, that's interesting. You know, we talked about marijuana and people being allergic to marijuana, and we've been talking about allergies. And now we're looking at, well, what about if you up your fiber? If we up the fiber, what then could we be looking at in terms of preventing the sneezing and all that, and why is that related? Well, they say bacteria in the gut have the enzymes needed to digest dietary fiber. When the bacteria break down fiber, they produce substances that help to prevent an allergic response to food. Okay? So, the research related to this idea has been done on mice, and they looked at the dietary factors, etc. But, if they replicate it in human studies, then one suggestion would be to look at the gut bacteria and to see if the gut bacteria helps prevent allergies. Now, up to 15 million Americans have actual food allergies. And the interesting thing is food allergies have been going up. Many of you have said, Dr. Dahlia, I don't understand this. Why is everybody allergic to peanuts all of a sudden? Nobody had really peanut allergies before except, a rare kid. Now we have to change, what's served on an airplane, and we have to change school, and we can't, bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school anymore because little Bobby could have an allergy. Why all of a sudden? Well, the one thing that we do believe has been changing this whole time is our gut bacteria. They say these 15 million Americans that have food allergies have increased by 50% between 1997 and 2011, according to Food Allergy Research and Education, which is a nonprofit organization that advocates for people with food allergies. And 90% of people with food allergies are allergic to one of eight types of foods: peanuts, tree nuts, wheat, soy, eggs, milk, shellfish, and regular fish. So, they're not understanding why these things are so allergenic to people and why all of a sudden. But maybe it's because a lot of the foods are undigested in the gut. Because you aren't high fiber and the food is sitting there longer, there's more of a chance for the undigested food to somehow get certain compounds into the bloodstream. Then they're in the bloodstream, the antibodies, immune cells see them, start to freak out, and then you go into having a food allergy. So if your gut has good bacteria and there's good fiber and things are moving like it's supposed to, you have less time for food to sit and then later be an issue. And remember, a lot of the sugar and the crap we eat just sits there and sits. Okay? You also have bacteria called Clostridia. Remember we talked about Clostridium difficile, etc.? Clostridia breaks down fiber and breaks down shorty-chain fatty acids. Now, some of these fatty acids usually prevent gut cells from becoming too permeable, letting food bacteria, etc. get. So we call this leaky gut because certain things from the gut can get into the bloodstream. So what they thought is maybe what we need to do is implant Clostridia into the guts of mice sensitized to the peanut allergen to prevent food allergies. So you see, they would kind of play around with certain bacteria, healthy forms of the Clostridia. We don't want Clostridia difficile, etc. Okay, is any of this kind of making sense? So, we need our bowels healthy. You got to poop, you got to eat the right foods, you got to have the right type of bacteria so that maybe your body doesn't freak out with certain components to the food. Makes perfect sense to me. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905. My TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, boy, we've got a lot to talk about. All right, there's a study that links teenage nut consumption with lower heart disease. I know a lot of people think teenagers are act like, you know, they're nuts, but they aren't. Teenagers are pretty smart, and we're finding a lot of teenagers are incorporating nuts into their diet. And if they do, that can help lower heart disease. Now, nuts are superfoods. And, you know, I usually like chocolate-covered peanuts, but we're talking about just regular nuts that don't have chocolate all over it, right? And according to the team behind this project, looking at nut consumption, eating a modest portion of nuts on a weekly basis can help build much stronger defenses, which could in turn ward off metabolic syndrome later in life. And remember, metabolic syndrome can trigger type 2 diabetes and early heart disease. Those incorporated in the study who ate nuts in moderate volumes 3 times each week on a consistent basis were found to have a much lower risk of metabolic syndrome than those eating no nuts at all. Unfortunately, the benefits may be only influencing a few, because they say 3 out of every 4 teens don't eat any nuts at all. But you see, how I look at it is I'm surprised that kids are eating nuts, period. So if you're telling me that 25% of kids are eating nuts, hell yeah. All right. Metabolic syndrome is a huge public health problem, and they say our findings at this stage show only a correlation and do not prove that the risk of metabolic disease in teens will go down by eating nuts. They always say that you get all excited going, oh, man, yeah, they're going to eat nuts. Everything's going to be great. No, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to definitely do it. But here's the thing. I have one kid that eats like crap. All he wants to do is eat the carbs. And, you know, he really doesn't like a lot of foods, and he rarely tries anything. And then I have the other kid who, I mean, loves vegetables, loves fish. So here's daddy eating pistachios. He's like, I want to try some. He's just so, and he eats nuts. And so I worry because I wish both the kids would eat healthy. In fact, we went to, there's a real kick butt seafood buffet in, Las Vegas. It's at the Rio. And we ate at the Village Seafood Buffet. For those of you that like seafood, I would strongly urge you to check it out. This is like way, way cool. All you can eat. They got like, you know, they do it Baja style and then Latin America style and they Alaskan style. And basically, they do shellfish. There's the crawfish, the New Orleans style. And I'm not a big seafood eater. You know, I mean, I'll eat salmon and things like that, but, and they have sushi and things like that, but, I wanted to go because I wanted my kids to eat more fish. Now, of course, big boy just grabbed a couple rolls, ate a little bit of meat, and I had to yell at him to go get salad. The other one, he was trying mussels and trying clams and trying the shrimp and trying all that, and he was just, and I'm like, gosh, I hope you don't have any shrimp allergies, etc. I found this octopus where it was just a complete octopus with the head and everything, and I stuck it on my plate, but he didn't want to eat the octopus because it was kind of freaky looking, you know? And then I guess the crawfish, I took off the head, and I tried to eat a little bit of the inside. I didn't really like it too much. It was crab legs and stuff, but again, I'm not a big fish eater. But I forget the point. But the one kid was just going to town. I mean, he could have kept eating shellfish, and I was like, whoa. So those are the kids that experiment with the nuts, etc. Frustrating because I was just like my older son where, gosh, I hated eating. Just don't give me anything to eat. I don't even want to go there. Let me just eat what I'm comfortable with. And it kind of haunted me. Now, sugar. Let's look at sugar in foods. This is very interesting. There's a study that came out looking at the most surprising foods with high levels of sugar. Now, remember, the World Health Organization recommends that no more than 12 teaspoons a day of sugar we should be imbibing. And yet, there's a lot of quote-unquote healthy-type foods like vegetable juice, et cetera, that we reach for that actually has a lot of sugar. We know orange juice has a lot of sugar. Bran flakes, they say a bowl of bran flakes and a glass of orange juice will account for half your recommended daily amount of sugar. Raisins are very sugary. Fat-free yogurts. 1 tablespoon of ketchup has a lot of sugar. Bottled juices, smoothies, etc. Tomato-based pasta sauces and soups have sugar. Cereal, granola bars have a lot of sugar. So, you know, when you start looking at that, you're like, oh, gosh, I'm screwed. Can you imagine a bowl of bran flakes and orange juice, and you're already halfway done, and you haven't even left the house? So here's some tips to cut out sugar. They say always try to reach for water or unsweetened fruit juice instead of the sugary, you know, soda pops, okay? Or dilute juice drinks for your kids, okay? Swap cookies and cakes for, you know, something that would be, I don't know, like a rice cake or something like that. Try to stop adding sugar to your foods, like iced tea. I don't add anything to iced tea now. I'll just drink it the way it is, even though it tastes like crap. Maybe instead of your toast, putting jam or marmalade or whatever, maybe put some banana or low-fat cream cheese on it. Always check your labels. Half the sugar that you use in recipes. So if you are making, let's say, cookies, etc., just use half the sugar and see what happens. Okay? Use tins of fruit in juice rather than the syrup. So, like, some of you will add, like I don't know, fruit. What is it, like, fruit cocktail? I've hated fruit cocktail. It's all really syrupy, and they'll add that. Just use the fruit and see if that works. One thing I like to do is I like to put grapes in my chicken salad, and I like to add apples to any of my poultry dishes that I bake. I'll just put apples in there. And though it just helps season it, and it's kind of yummy. I'll throw some cinnamon, things like that. Although, yes, my signature dish is Frosted Flake Chicken. I use that as the breading. That's not healthy, but we're talking about other stuff here, okay? Leave me alone. All right, so let's take a look at some of the sugar. Let me see. Like Naked Juice's Green Machine. I love giving the kids the Green Machine vegetable juice, and they drink it because it's tasty. And I'm like, okay, that's great, but maybe the reason why it's tasty is it's sugary. So anyway, they say while the sugars in this green juice from fruits, there's sugars in this from fruit, one cube of sugar is a 150cc bottle, and it's still a lot to consume. There's more sugar in Naked Juice than there is in a bag of Skittles. Same thing with a tablespoon of ketchup. One tablespoon of ketchup equals a cube of sugar. You know what? I haven't sucked on a cube of sugar in a long time. Remember, you used to have cubes of sugar sitting on the table at a restaurant, and then you would take the cube. Those were cool. I used to stack them, and my mom would yell at me, going, "Don't waste the sugar." But yeah, that's pretty cool. Barbecue Pringles equal to 1.5 cubes of sugar. Let me see here. Any of these other Sun-Made raisins are equal to 2 cubes of sugar. I've been telling you guys to eat raisins to try to help with fiber, to help cut the sugar, etc. And I guess no. Skimmed milk, semi-skimmed milk, semi, could equal about 2 cubes of sugar. Now, keep in mind, some of these, like for example, if you're eating, let's say, something with vegetables or something with fruit or something with milk, we know there's sugar. We got that. All right? But it's a healthier type of sugar and an easier sugar to break down. So, in fact, you know what? I was making salmon the other day, and I added butter, you know, to make it taste better so the family would eat it. And, you know, one of my patients said, just add some dill and add some lemon. And I like that idea. It should be less fattening, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to find some dill and find some lemon and try to make salmon with that. But, I mean, just ways to put less stuff in your food. You know, and even though, yeah, there could be some healthy fats to butter, for the most part, we want to cut that back. So you guys get the gist of it. We got to cut the sugar. We got to cut the fats, and we just have to. Anyway, 2.4 billion people worldwide suffer from untreated tooth decay. Scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a new study says 2.4 billion people worldwide suffer from untreated tooth decay. Lead researcher Dr. Wagner Marcenis of Queen Mary University in London said this is alarming to see that the prevention and treatment of tooth decay has been neglected despite known ways to both treat and prevent the problem. They looked at 378 studies involving nearly 5 million people from 1990 to 2010, and the study shows that tooth decay is not just a childhood problem, but obviously in adults too. Results show that 2.4 billion people suffer from untreated tooth decay in their permanent teeth, and 621 million children face untreated tooth decay in their milk teeth or baby teeth. Now, remember, you don't want the baby teeth to rot, okay? Because a lot of parents are like, you know what, the baby teeth fall out. If the baby tooth is rotted, it's going to mess up the pattern for the big tooth to come, okay? You don't want there to be any rot in the teeth. Dental decay, I guess, comes when you have these mouth acids and the acids from the bacteria starting to dissolve the enamel and the exterior teeth layers. Then there's little cracks, etc., and bacteria get in there, all right? So when you have the bacteria that get in, they could sit there, they could fester, and then they could start causing rot. You see, untreated tooth decay and dental caries or cavities eventually cause infections, abscesses, oral pain, and diseases. Apparently, the study predicts 190 million new cases of dental decay every year. Could be the high consumption of sugar, the lack of good teeth teeth care, etc. You know, even here in the United States, all right, people are not getting the dental care that they need. All right, and I understand it's expensive to go to the dentist. I get that, okay? You know, and to do that twice a year. A lot of kids don't like to go. A lot of parents think, well, my kid's brushing their teeth. So if my kids are brushing their teeth, then I don't have to necessarily know. A lot of the kids are brushing their teeth crappily. They're not even brushing their teeth right. So that's a major issue. And we talked about that. The kids need to be brushing their teeth to basically the tune of Happy Birthday to You twice or ABC song, etc. Personally, I like a good 4 minute, okay? Hand washing you usually do with the ABC song, but with, I really think, 4 minutes where you're massaging the gums and brushing the inside and the outside and the front and the back, etc. But, you know, it's unfortunate that we're having, you know, what we're already, you know, what we're seeing in terms of teeth decay. Some of us want to lose weight, and we think we'll lose weight if we could reduce our appetite. Well, they found that the love hormone, oxytocin, apparently helps reduce appetite and helps reduce weight. So we need to get more of the love hormone. Research team at Harvard Medical School, Boston, has found that oxytocin hormone could lead to lower appetite and help then decrease your caloric consumption. The results of the study published in the Endocrine Society Journal have suggested that men consumed 122 fewer calories after they received a single dose spray of the oxytocin. That was in the form of a nasal spray. Really cool stuff. Man, I would be spraying myself every 5 seconds. Study lead author Elizabeth Lawson, assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, Boston, informed that her team tested the nasal spray in a small group of 25 healthy men. 12 study participants were overweight or obese. 13 were healthy weight. The study subjects were given either a placebo nasal spray or the oxytocin nasal spray hormone before breakfast. After 1 hour, they were allowed to eat breakfast. The caloric intake was lower by 122 calories on average for men who were administered the oxytocin nasal spray, and the fat intake lowered by 9 grams. Way cool. Then in a separate visit, the men repeated the experiment but received the opposite treatment. So the ones that got the placebo got the oxytocin. The ones that got the oxytocin got the placebo. Then, according to investigators, there was no difference in how much of food the men reported eating in the 3 days before each experiment. So they presented these studies, and it looks like the nasal spray could work, Okay? For women, sometimes oxytocin gets released with sex or nipple stimulation, etc. I don't think that that would be really good to incorporate in a gym workout, for example. But we do know that exercise does, you know, decrease appetite. So maybe there's a relationship with that. I hope that's it. Treating depression could lower heart disease risks. There is a huge association with people with severe depression and having a quote-unquote broken heart. All right? They think that depression could outdo any benefits that statin medications have on cutting heart attack risk. This is a study by experts in Salt Lake City's Utah's Intermountain Medical Center Heart Institute. In accordance with the research, including 5,300 patients, or 20% influenced by depression in the middle of more than 26,000 individuals. There are some typos in this. Anyway, they looked at people with depression. Okay, they looked at mood, relaxation, cravings, etc., to determine the depression rates and a death rates inspection. They found that coronary artery condition and stroke were higher. Now, you know, when people are depressed, okay, they don't want to be depressed. Trust me. Okay, I know a lot of people go, oh man, I just want to sit here and wallow. No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay, people are depressed. They don't want to be that way. When they're depressed, they may not want to do something. They may not want Bob trying to cheer them up, okay? They may want to be left alone. They may want to sleep a lot. But depressed people don't want to be depressed. They want to be like everybody else and happy. They want to be able to have a job. They want to be able to keep their family. They want to be able to get up during the day. And unfortunately, the funk that depression gives people is so bad that I think the inactivity, the lack of healthy diet, the lack of wanting to go outside and get some sun, etc. You know, I would suggest when you do have a depressed person, you say, go for a walk with me. Okay, take them outside, go for a walk. Yeah, you can put sunscreen on them, but go out for a walk. Take them out for a walk. And then if they don't want to go anywhere, go, look, I don't want to go, and you know, will you come with me? I got to go get something to eat. Okay? And then when you go get something to eat, let them take a couple bites of your food. All right? But you got to get them out. All right? It's very, very difficult to take care of. And we've talked about depression and how to you know, manage a loved one who's, you know, going through depression. But if you could get them out of the house and go for a walk with you, you are already... Don't say exercise. Don't say working out. Okay? You don't want to do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A very alarming, although expected, study came out talking about what could be in your hotel room and things you should know about your hotel room. Okay? I.e., they say most of the remotes for the TV aren't clean, so beware of touching the television remotes and the light switches. A study by the University of Houston revealed that the most touched places in the room are the television remotes and the bedside lamp switches. And those are often the least clean. All right? In some cases, they have more bacteria than bathroom, toilet seats, and sinks. So what you want to do is you want to bring hand sanitizer and clean them. They say you may not want to drink from the bathroom glasses. Apparently, an expose by Fox News says that many hotel housekeepers do not wash them out with soap before the next guest checks in. Hidden cameras revealed the glasses were only rinsed only with water or wiped with a cloth that was used to clean the room. Okay? The plastic cups may be a better way to go. The blankets. Okay? A lot of people change diapers on the blankets. A lot of people have sex on the bed. And those big, heavy blankets are not always washed. They're reused. Another thing, you want to be careful, the mini bar, because those are pretty expensive. I guess, like I said, definitely, you know, bring... I like to bring a lot of my own stuff. My own pillows, blankets, toilet paper, that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.